Welcome to World Cafe, words and music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. You may not know Dan Tyminski by name or even by sight, but I'll wager for many of you his voice is familiar. His gorgeous vocals flew out of George Clooney's mouth in the popular Coen Brothers flick, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Tyminski's updated rendition of Man of Constant Sorrow helped popularize mountain music. Of course, Tyminski has other credentials. He plays guitar with Alison Krauss in Union Station, and he's churned out a couple of CDs with his own band. His latest is called Wheels. Let's begin our World Cafe session with a live performance of the title track.
Where I'm bound, nobody knows. Ain't got nothing but my clothes. Best if I forget the way I'm riding. Heading down a one-way track. Wind is cold upon my back. Rumbling of the soul steel rail, don't die.
Wow, it's definitely understandable why that song is the title track of the new album from Dan Tyminski and this great band. That is Wheels. And sitting around the room with us today, Adam Steffi's on the mandolin, Barry Bales is on the bass, Ron Stewart playing fiddle, and Justin Moses is playing banjo, but I see a fiddle behind him, so I suspect that'll come into play at some point. Definitely.
Yeah, double duty today for him.
Oh, good song. It sounds great. As usual, it sounds effortless. I'm curious about your beginnings in this music, because when you're from Vermont and you think of Vermont, of course, that's more green mountain than bluegrass, and I'm wondering where your interest in this stems from.
Boy, for me, it was traveling around hearing a lot of live music. I had parents who were very much into the bluegrass festivals of the area, and they went to all the fiddle contests and square dances. So as a young boy, I got to travel around and see a lot of music firsthand. So I would sit front row, you know, and go back home and try to copy everything that I saw the people, you know, doing from the night before. So for me, it was mostly the live music of the Northeast.
Now, what was more attractive to you, the picking aspect of it or the singing?
For me, it has always been the playing side of it. I grew up wanting to be a player. I actually grew up a banjo player, wanted to be a banjo player, thought I was going to be a banjo player. And as it turned out, it was just, I think, my calling was in the singing. And it just made sense when I first joined the Lonesome River Band to play mandolin instead of banjo, because it was a lot easier instrument to play and sing. And found my way to the guitar with Allison and Union Station. And I think this is easily what I'm most comfortable with now.
Well, that's interesting, because you were known, as you say, as a banjo player, mandolin player with Lonesome River Band. And then why did Allison decide that you'd make a great rhythm guitar player?
Well, I don't think she ever decided I would make a great rhythm guitar player. I think I think that the vocals worked out, and that, you know, I think the personalities of the band and myself matched, and they were all patient enough to hang with me while, you know, they're still patient enough to hang. I'm still trying to get my rhythm chops up. So it was one of those things. The rhythm was something I had to do to be able to sing.
The vocals in bluegrass have such incredible emotion in them. And do you, it's sort of a question about, do you see bluegrass as an extension of country music or as a separate item? Or
I myself have always seen bluegrass as a separate item. For me, it's always been a very distinct sound that made bluegrass music, with the banjo and the high harmonies and such. So, yeah, I never really put them together. I mean, you know, years ago, my parents would have called country music and bluegrass music pretty much the same thing. But I think as time went on, bluegrass, you know, found its own, and country music kind of evolved a little bit farther away. So I definitely think there's a line between them.
Dan Tyminski is our guest today. And as great as this band is, you're also, as we mentioned, a member of Union Station. And we should just reassure people that that band is on hiatus. Is that the word?
Yeah, kind of an extended siesta. Yeah.
Well, that's obviously because of the great success that Allison has been had with that album with Robert Plant. They're out touring a lot, so that,
right on.
That takes away from that. Well, okay, what's next with you guys?
Wow, we'll do. We're taking requests. So anybody that wants to call in and get. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We're going to do a song also from the new record written by a couple of friends of ours. Darren Shoemaker and Craig Market got together to write this song. This is one called Heads You Win.
Standing on the corner of heartache and pain, indecision weighing down on me. Well, I could stay. I could go, but I'm a loser either way. I guess that's just the way it has to be. Well, I've been man enough to tell you that I'm sorry when I'm wrong, but you never will admit it when I'm right. Maybe you will finally forgive me when I'm gone, but I won't be there when you apologize. Heads you win, tails I lose. I can't get the upper hand, no matter what I do.
Heads you win, tails I lose. Another one of the new ones on Dan Tominski's second solo album, just out now, called Wheels. Dan, I'm looking at that guitar, and it looks like it's got a history. It looks looks ancient from here.
It's all beat up looking. Yeah, if you could see it, you'd kind of feel sorry for me. I think it looks like it's on its last leg, but I think it's just now getting good. It's an old one. It's 1946, and it's my first guitar.
Really?
When I took the job with Allison, I still needed a guitar, so I went on the hunt, and I finally gave up, couldn't find anything, and just when I'd given up, one found me, and it was this one, my baby.
Wow. Sounds great. Of course, most people know you as the voice of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which was now a few years back. And, of course, Man of Constant Sorrow, as we mentioned, the last bluegrass song to be a total crossover hit, and just a wonderful thing for you. How do you look back on that? Was it a distraction
I don't know that it was a distraction. I mean, I look back on it as a blessing. I think it was one of those projects that just made a lot of people from outside of this genre of music turn their heads and pay attention to bluegrass. A lot of people that were, that music's always been right there, and it just drew people's attention. So I think it was one of those soundtracks that gave this music the boost that it deserved.
Now, how did this is the technical question? How did it actually work? George just sing to your track, or how did that work? Because it's
perfect. Most of that music. Actually, I think all that music was recorded beforehand, and then they had the soundtracks completed when they went in to sing. So Clooney, his job was a lot tougher than mine. To have to lip sync to someone else singing, I think, was probably a lot harder than having to sing it. You know, you could sing it however you want, but that the lip sync thing had to be right on, and he kicked its butt.
Have you and George talked about it?
Not a lot. You know, we got to hang around a little bit, and of course I let him know what my wife's comment was, which was when I told her I was going to do that voiceover. She said, "What do you mean voiceover?" And I said, "Well, you know, you'll be looking at Clooney but hearing my voice coming out." And she said, "Dan, that's my fantasy." You know, joke. So of course that was the first thing I told George. And when we went to the premiere, we were in New York City on the red carpet, and we were in front of a bunch of cameras, and he kind of leaned over to my wife and whispered, "Is that true what you said right there?" And it really embarrassed her. That was really funny.
That's worth it all.
That was worth doing it right there.
Well, you spread out the songwriting amongst the band on this album, and I know there's an instrumental that Adam had wrote, and there's another tune on here that's one of Ron's tunes, right?
We did. When we were in the studio, we'd already started the project, and we didn't have all the songs that we needed to finish it. So we were still kind of looking, and Ron brought up that he had a song that might be a candidate for this record. And it turned out, you know, as soon as we all heard it, we were all over it. We said, "Oh yes, that is just awful enough, you know, subject. It's just bad enough to where we need to do it." It was one of those where I don't know, Ron, you must have been in a bad mood that day or whatever. Someone did him wrong somewhere down the line way back. I don't know. Or his imagination is amazing and was able to really cuss someone out with a song. I think this would be that song, one called I Ain't Taking You Back No More.
I'm tired of hearing your low-down lies and you're running around on me. Just go ahead and get you a brand new man, cause you done got the best out of me. Leftover love is all that I get, and I'm getting mighty thin. I ain't taking you back not one more time, cause this time I'm gonna win. So don't give me your lies, just go ahead and cry. I ain't taking you back no more.
Ain't Taking You Back No More, another one you'll find on Wheels, which is a new one from our guest today. I'll call it the Dan Tominski Band. How's that?
You know, we have to call it the Dan Tominski Band because we couldn't come up with any other name. That was the only reason it's called that, yes.
Okay.
It really is. I really actually work for these guys, if truth be known.
Well, sounds great. Thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Dan Tominski's latest album, Wheels, is on Rounder Records. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. If you'd like to hear the unabridged performances from our session today, you can visit worldcafe.npr.org. Thank you for spending your time with the World Cafe.